Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to The Sound of Power. Thank you so much for joining in tonight on the call, joining us again in our 30-day prayer watch. We are approaching, we are on day 5 of our 30-day prayer watch, and just want to look for a moment at some of the things that we want to keep before us as we are in prayer. And even tonight, want to hear from those of you that are on the line that will share some of your concerns and some of the things that have been on your heart that we may want to add to the prayer list as well. I want to, of course, bring to your mind the issues that we're dealing with, of course, with the London terror attack, for the loss of lives there, for the spirit of terror that wants to take over our community, the spirit of terror that's running rapid in the land as we are standing in the gap and we are praying, that we're really just bringing these kind of issues before the Lord. We're considering, of course, the Chicago murder rate, the things that happen in the communities there. We want to pray and invite God into the city of Chicago. We want to consider the suicide rate amongst the young people, and even understanding now that there is music that they are listening to that's feeding into their psyche, suicide. And so understanding why we have to take authority over the airwaves, to take authority over the sounds that are being released in the air, to stand as watchmen on the wall, to guard and to keep, to know that we have the authority and the power to do so, and to also understand the need for us to cry loud and to spare not. To also remember the crisis in the White House, to look at where we are as a nation when integrity does not even reside in the White House anymore. When we look at the things that are happening, when we hear of the things that are happening and the way that it impacts our heart. And so knowing the things that we have to deal with, we sleep with day after day, we go to bed with these issues and these concerns. And so we want to remember those things, what's happening in legislation when we look at mandatory minimum being restored, knowing that what our former president went in to make sure that these young men were not doing harsh sentences for nonviolent crimes, and knowing now that there has been a restoration, a mandatory minimum, we have to pray. We have to pray concerning these matters. Of course, we know we have to vote, but we definitely have to pull on the heart of God so that these issues will not rule in our community, that the spirit of terror, when we're looking at terrorism and when it's even happening on our soil, when it's happening in our communities, when it's happening in different places all around the world, the spirit of terror that is wreaking havoc in the community, we have got to pray. And so for these 30 days, I want you to make sure, those of you that have agreed to come on one accord with us and to pray, and to know that there is a reason why we are praying. There are those things that we are praying for. We're praying for sex trafficking of our young women when they are being exploited, when they are being taken from their homes, and some of them are even kept in their own cities, and parents don't even know it, and they're being used for sex trafficking. So things of that nature that we are praying for. There is so much to pray for, and and I am so glad that there are those, even it's a few of us, hallelujah, there is a remnant that still understands that we have got to pray. We have got to call on the name of the Lord. Ezekiel 22 reads, and I'll start at verse 29. The people of the land have used oppression and exercised robbery and have vexed the poor and needy. Yea, they have oppressed the stranger wrongfully. And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. Therefore have I poured out my indignation upon them. I have consumed them with the fire of my wrath. Their own way have I recompensed upon their head, says the Lord God. Hallelujah. And that is why we have to have a burden for prayer, because we understand that there are those who are exercising robbery. They're vexing the poor. They are coming up. They are coming against those that are needy, and they are coming and they are oppressing them wrongfully. But the Lord says, I look for one to stand in the gap, and I am so glad on tonight that there are those who are connected in the spirit who are willing to stand in the gap and to just pull on God's mercy, that he not destroy the land, but that he might have pity on us, and that he might give us a remedy, an answer for the things, for the ills of our community, for the things that plague us. And again, some of those issues are the London terror attack, and even this, just the spirit of terrorism and fear that's running rapid in the nation. Chicago murder crime rate, suicide amongst our young people, crisis in the White House where the people have lost their hope and where they feel hopeless because of the lack of integrity that they feel is amongst leadership. We have got to pray. We've got to pray because they have restored mandatory minimum for nonviolent crimes. And so our young men are being sentenced to harsher sentences for nonviolent crime. So things of this nature that we have got to cry out to the Lord about, hallelujah, that the spirit of oppression that the enemy has in our nation, that it will not win and that it will not rule. And for this opioid epidemic, the heroin, Percocet, all of these drugs, these opiates, that it is becoming an epidemic in our community. Our young people, they're making songs about it, and so it's going into their spirit, it's hitting their ear, they're making deposits in their psyches. And so those of us who are spiritual are discernful enough to know that somebody has got to stand in the gap and come against the sound that's being released through the song that is going into the ears of the young people and swaying them and making it normal for them to take drugs, making it normal for them to commit suicide, because it's all they hear. It's what's being deposited. It's the sound that they get. If there is no other sound being released, then that is the sound that is the most potent in the air. And so that's the sound that's going into their hearts and into their minds. And so God calls those of us that will be sensitive enough in the spirit to hear and to pray. So tonight, before we get started, I want to release the lines. And those of you that will share, there are other concerns that are on your heart. They may be personal concerns. They may be national concerns. They may be concerns about your specific community. We want to hear them right now as we are preparing to open up in prayer. If you have any concerns tonight, we want you to share them with us. And so your lines are open. Anyone that wants to share, we want to hear from you.
Good evening, Elder Belinda.
Yes.
Can you hear me? This is Jan.
I can hear you, yes. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I just wanted to share that I recently asked the intercessor to pray for my oldest son, who was on drugs. And I've been praying for him, and through the prayers of the saints, God is really moving in his life. He started going back to church, and this Sunday, a member of Pilgrim of Harlem, that's where we were when we were in New York, but he went back to church. He's been talking to Bishop, and Sunday he came up and he got saved. He, repeated the prayer of salvation.
And
thank you, Lord. You know, he's saying that he's doing really good. You know, I helped him get into a program, and he's doing really good. And he said, Ma, I feel so much better. So God is really moving. I just want to ask you all to pray that he continues to listen to the voice of God and hear what the Lord is saying, and not to turn back and not to let things that put him in that position to want to get high, you know, disturbing his life anymore.
Amen. And that is where we, and so the sound that we release, so there is a sound that should come from you as you declare over his life freedom from addiction.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. You shall declare over him. You speak. That sound is the sound that starts to cultivate his life. You start to declare he's a man of God. Hallelujah. You start to declare what the word of the Lord says over him. You start to speak it, hallelujah, that the promise is unto me and my children and my children's children.
Yes.
So we have to put a different sound in the air. So the sound that's been released before, where the sound was he's addicted, he's bound, he's this, whatever sound, and even though it was true, it was still a sound that kept on being echoed in the atmosphere. And so because that sound kept being released, then the enemies kept moving towards that sound because that was the sound over his life. But you began to declare another sound over him, hallelujah, and we would continue to stand in agreement with you, and we would declare a sound of wholeness and salvation and deliverance over him, and the spirit of liberty in his life, that he is loose from every addiction, that he knows his God-given identity, that he is bound to the purpose of God on his life, and we begin to speak that over him, and every time you see him, regardless of where he is when you see him, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. You just begin to declare the man of God that you say he is. Hallelujah,
yes.
Hallelujah. And you begin to declare the promises of God, that a yea and amen to the glory of God over his life. Hallelujah, and we will be doing the same with you, hallelujah, because
Amen.
The sound that we have been coming into agreement, hallelujah, because God dealt with me so much on this, hallelujah, even though it's true, it doesn't mean you have to continue to rehearse, hallelujah. He said you've got to put a different sound over them, hallelujah,
right.
Even though it's true, they may be in a particular place, and it's true, but don't keep echoing where they are, declare who they are. Declare where they are going. Change the sound that's over them. Instead of letting the demons go to work because of the sound that we release, put the angels on assignment by releasing the word of God, by releasing a word of promise, by releasing, hallelujah, the word of God over their future. And as we release those sounds, thank you, God, that is when we start to see the word of God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That is what we must do. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah. One other thing, he went to church and he was talking to Bishop Hopkins, and he kept repeat saying, this path that I'm going down. And Bishop Hopkins told him the same thing that I told him, stop saying this path I'm going down because you're not going down that road anymore. You know, God is bringing you out, so you're not going down that road of drug addiction anymore. And I thank God for the teaching that taught me how to declare the promises of God over his life.
Amen. It is something, oh, Lord, I did something different with this episode, which means it's going to disconnect in a few minutes, and we're going to have to call in about 5 minutes because I did not... Wow, I didn't extend the time. I just realized that. Oh, wow. Oh, my, how did I do that? So we're going to have to call back in about 5 minutes. I'm going to have to go in and do something different. So what you're going to do is you're going to, those of you that have Facebook, check Facebook in a few minutes so you can see that link. Because I did something I shouldn't have done, or I failed to do something. And it's ending our call right now. Okay? We got it. Can everybody hear me? Okay. All right.
Yes.